Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're joining us from worldwide. I'm Sterling. It's great to have you back on the channel. This show is being recorded on Saturday, the 8th of March, 2025, and posted to all media platforms March 9th, 2025. As always, these shows are provided for entertainment purposes only. All the information I share with you comes real time through my guides, angels, extended spiritual counsel, ETs, famous people from history, so for entertainment purposes only. Also, if you just remember to like, subscribe, share, hit the notification bell, all those things really help the channel. And for those who need to reach me for a session, just go to sterlingpsychicmedium.com. Look for the book a session tab. I think there's dates available now in September, October, November of this year. And also, if you'd like to join our live streams on Friday's Pacific time zone, you're welcome to join our Platinum membership. It gives you access to hundreds of videos, including a lot of instructional videos, as well as the live streams we do for Platinum members on Fridays. The join button is on the front page of our YouTube channel, Sterling Psychic Medium, as well as the front page, homepage of our website, sterlingpsychicmedium.com. So that concludes a lot of the housekeeping in the front end of the show. For those that are new to the channel, we pull questions from what used to be called the community board on YouTube. They now include under a tab that's called posts. So they kind of changed the name. But if you go into the post tab or post plural tab on our YouTube channel, usually we put out a request on Mondays. Request for questions for these shows. This week, we had almost 700 questions again. My wife goes through them diligently, comes up with a group of questions that I answer for you real time here. And I think for today's show, we have 67 questions. So we'll be going through those with you. At the top of the show, I just want to make a quick reference to a lot of the chaos going on around the world and in politics, certainly in the U.S., other areas of the world. This is an important time for everybody to stand up for your truth, whatever that is, to take action, not allow anyone or anything to allow a country to move into an area that's not about people, about truth, about support, certainly not any kind of a dictatorship, okay? So this is a time where everybody needs to really stand up. There's some great organizations out there that are working on data science, data analytics for elections, including the U.S. election. That firm, or that group is called Election Truth Alliance. And we put some posts up on in the post section on our YouTube channel. But if you Google Election Truth Alliance, you'll be able to pull up some videos. You'll see some of the work they're doing around statistical analysis on election interference and electronic election interference with what are called tabulators. Lots going on there. So if you're interested, and I hope everybody take, some interest in this topic, you can certainly find Election Truth Alliance. If you Google them, you'll find a lot of information about them. All right, that concludes everything we want to cover at the head of the show here. Let's jump into today's show. Number 67 in the countdown. At this point in time, what exactly is going on behind the scenes to coordinate and gather forces to bring about a legitimate presidency? All right, so we were just touching on that. There are obviously many groups working behind the scenes, data scientists, data analytics. I also see a lot of global intelligence organizations pulling together data so that election interference doesn't occur in other areas of the world, like Australia, like Canada, like parts of Europe. So lots going on behind the scenes. This will all come out to the public, and it's starting to right now, but you'll see it come out in real fervor very soon. 66, hello, Sterling. I recently read the FAA could cancel their $2.4 billion air traffic control contract with Verizon and award it to SpaceX's Starlink. Is this true? I do see that a portion of this contract will be awarded to SpaceX Starlink, but it looks like somehow they're going to split up the contract. So not all of the Verizon, so Verizon's still going to be in there, so will Starlink. Some sort of a combined effort they're showing me here. So it's not a complete, let's say, reversal of the entire Verizon contract, but somehow the air traffic control system is going to be augmented by SpaceX or Starlink technology. 65 in the countdown. Hello, Sterling. Mark O'Malley, former Social Security Commissioner has stated that Social Security payments could be delayed by April of this year due to DOGE, D-O-G-E, right, process and procedures within Social Security IT systems. Will this delay happen? I do see it's going to create a disruption in the payment of benefits for what could be a few weeks, and then it's going to come back around again. So I do see a disruption somehow in the way the systems are being handled or managed due to DOGE efforts. That's the Department of Government Efficiency under EM 64. Hello, Sterling. With the big Medicaid cuts being proposed that are likely to pass in the Senate as well, do you see healthcare facilities closing and healthcare workers losing their jobs? It looks to me like in the case of about 5% of facilities, 5% of workforce, it's going to get affected almost immediately within 2025. And then there's some sort of a reversal that comes up after that. So yeah, they're showing me about 5%, something of that nature. 63, hello, Sterling. What are your feelings in relationship to the autopsy results for Gene Hackman and his wife that recently passed away? She reportedly died on February 11th, and he passed away on February 18th. I see that the overall truth around all this is still going to come out, and I still see an element of foul play in order to kind of disrupt or stop any communications from coming out related to, Gene Hackman, for entertainment purposes only. But there is something there. There's a foul play element that is there. And I do see that by the end of this year, a lot of this is going to come out into the media. The truth will be revealed. 62, hi, Sterling and team. Will EM lose ownership of Starlink? Don't see that. I see him always having some sort of a place on the board of directors, being a significant owner, equity ownership. There is, like, in future years, it looks like there may be some restructuring of the company around some other parent companies. Looks like he'll always have some ownership in it. 61. The New Zealand government is starting to bring in MAGA type policies and bring them forward. Does New Zealand need to worry that we will end up in political situations like the United States? Well, yes, this is a problem worldwide, right? We talk about this all the time on this channel, but there's a very large far-right movement moving around the world. We've seen what's going on in Canada and Germany recently. Obviously, they had a what looked like a successful election, but there are threats around the world of kind of destabilizing human rights, democracy. Yeah, and New Zealand. It does look like New Zealand. We're talking about New Zealand here. Is going to be able to hold it off. Because, like, being forewarned is forearmed. So, being very diligent about the way all elections are handled and looking for electronic interference. Okay, so it looks like New Zealand's going to be able to navigate around this to me, but it is a threat worldwide. 60, hello, Sterling. 45 is attempting to transfer his appeal of his Manhattan State Court convictions to federal court, where state laws in New Jersey mandate a felon cannot operate businesses with liquor licenses. His attorneys are saying the case should not have been heard in state courts due to the Supreme Court immunity ruling last year. Will he be successful in wiping out his state court convictions? No, I don't see him successfully wiping out any of the state court convictions, because there's some sort of a firewall, so to speak, between the federal, what's going on federally and what's going on statewise. By the way, I never saw his assets being seized. I know there was always threats of assets being seized, so somehow this all gets drawn out. But I don't. The question here is, will he be successful wiping out his state convictions? No. 59. Hello, Sterling. In the news this week, SpaceX's Starship flight exploded this week, nearly 10 minutes into flight. Was this simply a SpaceX technology failure, or was this done intentionally to destroy information or for other nefarious reasons? I see this was really inherently a technology problem what they call like super heavy rocket boosters, right? This is new technology. So this kind of, for me, comes to the classification of R&D, research and development, debacles, things that go on when you're creating new technology. I don't pick up anything nefarious around all that. It looks like kind of a technology failure. It almost looked like they may have brought down the rocket intentionally, right? A lot of rockets have that technology. If it's going off course, engines are out of control, they can bring them down. That's what my team is saying here. 58, greetings, Sterling and team. What is the big event that is being talked about in the metaphysical community that is coming around March 21st of this year, and how will it affect us? I don't see any major singular event around March 21st, but we've got a lot of ongoing military conflicts around the Middle East, around obviously Ukraine, Russia. I think there's some saber rattling going on around China and Taiwan, even like North Korean missile launches some more. But so my team's saying it's not like one singular event, a lot of ongoing events, okay? 57, hello Sterling. Will cellular reprogramming of genes now undergoing clinical trials prove effective in reversing aging and extending human lifespan? If so, how long will it take for it to widely be available? Yeah, so this technology is inherently all about like reversing aging at its core. And it does look like within about 20 years, so something right around the 2045, that a lot of this technology will start to come into play and will be available. That's when it's going to really start to like come into the world in a way that people can get access to it. Yes, it's about 2 decades off, but it will have some success in reversing aging and reversing cellular decline of the cells. 56, do the extraterrestrials speak different languages, or is communication all handled telepathically? So all ET species are capable of speaking directly or telepathically across the 7,000 to 8,000 languages that are here on Earth. Now, it's even gets up into millions of dialects and languages if you look around the universe and other galaxies. So they communicate directly or telepathically. Really depends on who they're working with, who they're talking with. 55, hello Sterling. Will there be attacks on US soil before all of this challenging election interference process is completed? I do see some localized attacks in some certain major cities brought on by some lone wolves and some offshore terrorist-linked groups. I'm not sure I see a lot of human life lost, but I do see like physical destruction, buildings, areas, could be some disruption of some airports. But yeah, I don't. I mean, there's not going to be, let's say, war conflict on US soil, but I do see, terrorist activity, unfortunately. 54, hello, Sterling and team. I'm wondering, where are our past presidents? And why are they staying quiet? Will they ever step up and help? I believe they're all going to step up when the timing is right, when the electronic election interference information is fully disclosed, fully out there, and it'll be indisputable. Looks like then a lot of the presidents are going to start stepping forward. So timing is everything, and it looks like that timing is coming. 53, hello Sterling. Do you see a change in leadership in Ukraine happening this year? It does look like by the end of this year, there's going to be kind of a democratic change in leadership in Ukraine. But it'll be more like, I feel like President Zelensky has done what he needed to do. He got to some level of peace agreement. He's tired. I think he'll always be kind of an advisor to the government. It looks like there'll be like new energized leadership coming in. So it looks like towards the end of this year, 2025, it looks like there'll be a change there. 52, hello Sterling. Dire Talks is an election interference channel on YouTube and Blue Sky. And they said they'll have an update ready and available in 2 weeks. This person saying you can reference audit update March 3rd election Truth Alliance. Will this update get out to the public in a big way? Yes, I think we've already covered this information on this channel, but this may in fact even be related to Election Truth Alliance. So it's, I think it's the same thing we're talking about here, is what I'm picking up. 51, There is a nonprofit YouTube channel made up of cybersecurity and statisticians looking into the election. They seem quite credible. Do you see them being successful getting the truth out about cheating in 2024 election? Yes, this is all again relates around Election Truth Alliance. Can't say it enough, but they're one of many groups out there that are actually bringing together this comprehensive data, if you will. So this is all coming about very shortly here, and they are going to be successful in one of many groups here. Okay. 50, the Supreme Court just ruled to loosen sewage contamination regulations in our drinking water. What will happen with this short and long term? There's really going to be an increased need here coming up for everybody to boil water. So there are going to be some extra contaminants in the water supply that we'll have to kind of proactively guard against. It looks like, some bottled water or boiling water is really going to start to be a good idea here, okay? 49. Do the guides see a charismatic U.S. leader stepping up soon who appeals to 66% of the non-MAGA electorate and gets sustained media attention? There will be, but not until like third, fourth quarter of 2025. It's going to take a while for all this to kind of churn through the cycles. There is going to be a charismatic leader. In fact, be a couple of them. And I pick up not just a male, but a female. It's almost like two of them together are coming about here again. So there's something coming up towards the end of this year. It's going to reinvigorate, reignite kind of a more sane messaging. 48 in the countdown. After the recent elections in Germany, will, is it Friedrich Merz, be able to form a coalition without the neo-fascist AfD? Will he be able to govern successfully or as successful you, as anyone can during these difficult times? I'm seeing he's going to be highly successful here. So good for him. Looks like he's going to get all the support he needs and a lot of momentum behind him, a lot of wind in his sails, so to speak. 47, there are so many worries about hearing that 45 is going to sell our national parks and cut down heritage forest, and it terrifies me. Will anyone stop 45? Again, we've read on this before. I don't see him being officially stopped, but I do see something like 5-6% of national parks being sold off, and but it's not going to be the majority. But there is a fractional percentage here, 5-6% of the parks that are going to be sold off. 46, hello Sterling and team. Now that our U.S. government has decided to no longer protect the U.S. from Russia cybersecurity threats, will our water supplies, electric grids, and banking systems be attacked? So we are going to see occasional hacks in a lot of infrastructure systems here that may take down some systems for hours to maybe a couple of days here and there. I mean, it looks like more like 6 hours, 8 hours, or something here. There's something going on with offshore hacks and attacks. So I do see a lot of that going on. And it looks like it's going to happen to like several wireless carriers as well. But this is like a lot of these groups we're talking about at the wireless carriers or the managing infrastructure, let's say for the US, they're already kind of on top of what threats are coming, how to get around them, how to work through them, how to get systems back up and running quickly. So we have some threats that we're going to have to contend with here, but they're going to be controllable, let's put it that way. 45, what role does AI play in the spiritual evolution of humanity? It's going to allow humanity, Homo sapiens sapiens, to answer larger questions about quantum mechanics, quantum physics, the physics of the atom. So how do transporters work? How do you devolve and then evolve like cellular structure for like Star Trek transporters? How does time travel work? In these ways, it's like understanding portals and interdimensional beings. So a lot of AI is going to bring a lot of data information about things that we don't always understand, but a lot of it's going to be rooted in quantum mechanics. So that's there's a lot of good things happening there, but that's kind of AI is going to play a very supportive role in gathering up data from trillions of data sources and then bringing it all together in a way that's understandable by humanity. 44, do you see any changes in direction with this current Supreme Court? Will they continue to twist the law in 45's favor? How long before we have a more evenly balanced court? I see we're already starting to see some fracturing in the court, like Amy Barrett to side with some liberal discussions or more democratic approaches. There's some fractures occurring in the Supreme Court, so it's starting to move a little bit better direction. Somehow it looks like within this year we're going to see some even better rulings by the Supreme Court, they're showing me. But we got another year to go or more before we really start getting some sort of a restructuring of the Supreme Court. 43, hello, Sterling. Are 45's tariffs really focused on drugs and illegals, immigrants at the border, or just an excuse to apply tariffs to try to leverage and weaken the Canadian economy so he can extract increased leverage over Canada? If so, will he be successful? So these are absolutely efforts to weaken the economy of Canada. I don't think he's going to be successful. I don't see it long term here. There's going to be many months here of disruption around Canada. Tariffs on, tariffs off, tariffs on, tariffs off. And I talked about this during last week's show. They're attempts, but it looks like Canadian economy is going to survive. It's going to be robust. It looks like a lot of the leaders are going to be able to be very effective at meeting the challenges that are occurring. So yeah, but 45 is trying to weaken the economy. 42. It looks like 45 wants to pardon Tina Peters, the woman who was given a 9-year sentence for tampering with voting machines. Will he successfully pardon her? It does look like he will pardon her. Looks that way. 41, as you've discussed on your channel, Election Truth Alliance is fundraising to have a forensic audit analysis done on at least one swing state in the 2024 election. They have extensive statistical analysis showing definite signs of irregularities. They hope that with the forensic audit, they can get the ball rolling for numerous forensic audits of all the swing states. Will they be successful in getting their fundraising effort and getting information to the public? They will. Again, so we're just going to elaborate here again. There are many groups, including this particular group here, Election Truth Alliance, that are going to be very successful. So this is all coming forward here. But remember, we talked months ago here, even about the election. N Not everything was as it seemed. A lot was going on in terms of interference behind the scenes. A lot of electronic, a lot of it, satellite systems are in place, data centers, malware on certain computer devices. So all this is coming about. So all this is election interference is going to be brought to light. 40. Hello, Sterling. Based on our election systems, each U.S. state is only allowed two senators. As a result, states like California, which is the most populated, has one senator for every roughly 20 million people, where Wyoming, the least populated, has one senator for every quarter million people, meaning that each person for Wyoming has a nearly 80 to 90 times more representation power than every person in California. Will this imbalance of power be corrected? Yeah, this is all based around the Electoral College, and we've read on this before. We've got another 5, 6 years here, at least here, before we get into popular vote, right? Somehow it's all going to be changed through some sort of amendments to the Constitution. But there's going on here, like moving towards a popular vote. It's going to take many years, but we're going to get there. 39, hi, Sterling and team. In regards to U.S. farmers who have lost their immigrant workforces, will many of them go bankrupt as a result of their lost workforce? And additionally, will food supplies here in the U.S. be impacted? Here again, we're going to see some sort of a fractional percentage here. Could be 5, 6, 7% of some of these farms going bankrupt due to the loss of the workforce, and then that's going to have a disruption of food supply. This is not going to create a famine in the U.S., but it's going to create, some shortages of food. And what I mean by that also is that you won't have maybe the vast variety of some foods. So like, 12 different types of flour or bread or, these things that are, so some of the choices will start to reduce. But it's not a famine, but yes, some of the farms, fractional percentage here, will go bankrupt. 38. Will 45 ever call for U.S. military to go to help Russia fight the war against Ukraine? If so, will any troops actually go? I do see 45 deploying some U.S. troops as like peacekeepers. So I don't see them on the ground fighting. But unfortunately, some of these peacekeeping forces may somehow support Russia more than Ukraine. So I don't see them fighting on the ground, but I do see them kind of in a off stage, so to speak, a peacekeeping environment, peacekeeping mode. Some of that's coming up here. 37, hello Sterling. I've heard that Sasquatch and Yeti are the same, except the Yeti kills people for eating, but not Sasquatch. Is this true? Well, this is a great example of how Hollywood has gotten much too involved in this whole area. So, yeah, in terms of, Sasquatch, Yeti, these are shape-shifting extraterrestrials, but no, they're all essentially benevolent. They don't eat people. But the Yeti example, and I won't name any particular studio, but a lot of them have gotten very involved, gone off the rails in kind of Hollywood sensationalizing what's going on with some of these shape-shifting ETs. 36, will DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency, be able to get information on which government employees voted for which candidates in the last election? Yes, and they already have this information. So I wouldn't be overly concerned, but they already have the information. It's not going to pan out in a way that's going to create harmful leverage. I think that's why this person's asking. But yes, they already have the information. 35, hello Sterling. Do you see Congress banning lobbyists in the future and also banning the practice of accepting money from special interest groups? I do, but not really successfully for like another 10 years till 2035. 34, hello Sterling. In Canada, we have just gone into an on again and off again tariff fight with 45. Everyone I speak with is scared and very worried about the Canadian economy. My question is, which political party could potentially see us through the tough times ahead? Liberal banker and front runner Mark Carney, conservative politician and conservative party leader Pierre, or NDP, New Democratic Party's Jasmeet Singh. It appears to me that what banker Mark Carney, I guess he might be the leader in his party or something here, but it looks like he may be the best bet to kind of help level out everything, stabilize everything in Canada. He's going to go through a bit of a fight here because remember, a lot of what happened in the US here is, starting to happen in Canada. But it looks like who's asking this question? It looks like this banker and the front runner now, Mark Carney, is probably looks like the best bet and looks like he's going to have some success. 33, hello Sterling. You mentioned that laid off federal employees would get their jobs back in 2026. Will those restored jobs be privatized or will they continue to be public service jobs? They're going to be hybrid in a sense. So not all of the jobs will come back. Some of them will come back as privatized jobs. So some sort of hybrid situation going on. So it's almost like they still need the workforce, but some of it will come back to the federal government, some of it will be privatized, but like the job is still there. 32. Is it possible someone being a time traveler changed Earth's timeline? Do you think time travelers can come back and pick people up and bring them to the future? Well, no, there's really no such thing as time travelers. This comes up all the time. When you go to the other side, your psychic medium, you go to the other side. If you have near-death experience, you're on the other side. When you're in the heaven dimension, for example, which is one of many, that dimension is non-linear. It moves faster than the speed of light. You can go forward and backward in time. However, you are prevented from re-entering the linear time frame here on Earth. So nobody's taking you back into the other side, moving you forward in time, putting you back on Earth. No. So, in that sense, here again, a lot of Hollywood around all this. So, that's not the way it actually works in the universe. Now, when you're on the other side, a guy just reminded me, you can see everything, right? You can see forward in time, backward in time, you can see the present. But where it stops being or stops making any sense is you can't then move back into the linear time frame of Earth. And go to the future, come back, go back and forth. That doesn't exist. Actually, that's not allowed. 31. Should all seniors be concerned and plan for disruptions and not getting Social Security checks on time? In many cases, checks are going to be delayed and maybe by a week or two. It's very possible. But it looks like it's going to get corrected. So anything that's like in the rears will get paid. But it's going to be a bit of a rodeo here around some of the payment cycles. But it looks like every gets taken care of. 30. Will DeJoy succeed in resigning so he can position himself to take over privatization of the post office? And will UPS and Amazon take part of the post office? Well, yes, as addressed on prior shows, I do see a combined collaborative effort among USPS and other, carriers like UPS, like Amazon. I don't see a complete privatization of the post office, USPS, though. 29. Can your spirit guides and angelic team read your mind? Well, they can because they read your thoughts, right? Thoughts are universal. When you have a thought, that actually not only goes out everywhere around the planet, it actually goes out to the universe. It's kind of an interesting concept, but thoughts are energy and they go out there. And the same way that guides and angels communicate with you, like through the creative mind center, it's where a lot of communications occur. The way they can transmit thoughts to you, you can transmit thoughts out. Yes. 28. If 45 has obviously chosen sides with Russia, how will the US military respond to it? Well, I mean, there's individuals very loyal to the US Constitution. That's going to remain the case. So, as a lot of things happen in the background, you're going to see a lot of people that are loyal to the US Constitution do what's right. Let's put it that way. 27. Hello, Sterling. Will this administration, the GOP and EM, succeed in getting rid of the Social Security we have been paying for years and counting on for retirement? No, I don't see them removing Social Security. I've said many times, I see them doing something like recalculating how they arrive at the amount that you get. But when they end up doing the new calculation, it comes out right about the same amount. So trying to play a game in the background, how you calculate it. I know sometimes they take groups of years, right? Like your 20 highest earning years or 10 or 5. But something of that nature looks like it's going to change the way they calculate it, but people are still going to be okay. 26. Hello, Sterling. One night we were driving an RV on a stretch of road that was very dark and there were no cars or houses. The RV engine caught on fire. I gathered our five kids and got away from the RV. When I look back at the RV, there was a man with a fire extinguisher putting out the fire. He said nothing. Then he disappeared. Was this an angel encounter? Yes, this is what's called an earth angel. There are millions on the planet right now. They answer the calls for distress, almost like the police or fire department, and then they move out of the scene. They really don't want to be, they don't want to take credit, they don't want to be noticed, but that's all. They're highly evolved individuals here, and they're classified as earth angels. They're Homo sapiens sapiens. Highly evolved through a lot of reincarnations. 25. When someone with a narcissistic or psychopathic personality passes on, do those personality traits remain when he or she reincarnates or is a clean slate? So, personality traits you always agree to before coming down. So, you don't necessarily carry them lifetime to lifetime, but you take them on based on your life path blueprint and the lessons you want to learn. So, not necessarily fait accompli that you actually take all the personality traits from one lifetime, move it into the next. And, a case with like being a narcissist or something, you may not choose to be one the next lifetime. 24, within the last few years, and especially lately, I wake up abruptly in the middle of the night with a feeling that I was somewhere else or was someone else. Am I astral traveling? Does this happen to everyone? Yes, this is a form of astral travel. That's a disconnection of the soul from the physical body. That's very true. And yes, everybody can learn how to do it. There are people that are skilled in it. And this borderline is even remote viewing, because a lot of times you astral travel, you can also remote view. So different degrees of astral traveling, if you will. But you know, it's interesting. A lot of people can learn how to do it, but it can be very scary if you're not ready for it. Some children, some people in life, it'll happen to them accidentally, and it'll really scare them. But for most people, and this question is really about wake up abruptly in the middle of the night. You're leaning from what's called like a lucid dream state into kind of an astral travel state. 23, will the loosening of cybersecurity against Russia be stopped? Yes, but not until like the summertime of 2025. 22, in fact, 22, after all the madness has settled down, will it be possible to know everything that happened behind the scenes since the last elections? Will we get a good documentary on everything that went on and has kept us on the edge of our seats for so long? Or will we have to wait like 50 years? Well, you know what? Interesting enough, the entirety of all the information will not be disclosed. There's a lot of things happening that are important to, national security, the security of countries, the way things were, the way elections were tampered with, electronic tampering and malware. It's not all going to be disclosed. And the reason for that is they don't want that information getting out there, being replicated. It's almost like giving somebody a cookbook of what to do. So a lot of it's going to be kept behind the scenes. It will not be fully disclosed. 21, hi Sterling and team. Will Doge going in and compromising our personal information and making massive cuts to several departments, will it be safe for us to file our taxes this year? Well, yes, in a sense. I mean, everybody's got to be careful. So everybody's got to have, let's say, an increased level of security and be careful around any banking transactions you around filing taxes. If you're wiring money to the government, be careful you're securing your accounts. That's all true. So I mean, I'm getting a lot of, let's say, being extra diligent and careful around on how you handle the interfacing of, let's say, banking accounts with filing your taxes, especially if you're wiring funds, to the government. 20, is there any possibility of America losing access to electricity, internet, and/or ATMs for several days over the next 2 weeks? It seems that some readers are intimating that we may experience some unwanted events during the Ides of March. What do you guys say? No, not over the next 2 weeks, but kind of over the next, the rest of the year within 2025. So it's not so much, say, around the Ides of March event or something, but so it's not related to the Ides of March. It's just there's ongoing things going on throughout 2025. 19, hello, Sterling. Will 45 attempt to lift sanctions against Russia? I get yes, he will to a certain degree over the next few weeks. 18, hello Sterling. I've been told by psychics and heard that Ouija boards are in a good form of connecting with spirit because you can pick up lower level spirits. Is this true? It is true. So even a Ouija board, tarot cards, dowsing rods, pendulum, they're all what we call tools. Now, Ouija boards, what's interesting about them, they attract a lot of prankster spirits. It's kind of a really sloppy way to communicate. It's always a good idea to ground yourself, learn how to develop the clairaudient gift first before you try to integrate any tools. But it is true that Ouija boards, I classify them as a very sloppy way to communicate with the other side, especially if you're not grounded, you don't have good clairaudient skills. You look like a flashlight to the other side, a light, and a lot of spirits come running. So yeah, it's just, it's a messy way to communicate with the other side, and I don't encourage it. 17, hello Sterling. Will RFK Jr. be taken out of the Secretary of Health and Human Services position once 45 is taken out of office? Will future nominations be required to have a degree in the science field? Yes, he will be removed. Looks like by the end of this year, 2025. And yes, there's going to be new guidelines for all the positions within government as to certain criteria, baseline criteria you need. 16. Are our souls male or female before we come to Earth? Are ETs male or female? So, in a sense, we contain all forms of masculine and feminine energy. You can be more male or more female before you come down. A good reference, I always put this out there. If you've never seen Robin Williams' film, What Dreams May Come, great way to kind of get a vision, an insight of what the other side looks like. Look at the first half of the movie. The second half of the movie is more sensationalistic around a purgatory and all that, which is not real. But yes, I mean, we all have certain levels, and sometimes your masculine energy cup runneth over, so to speak, and female energy. Yeah, so you can definitely lean one direction or the other. And actually, extraterrestrials do have male and female and all different versions in between, LGBTQ plus everything we're dealing with here in the in this world on Earth. So the answer is yes. You can have be more male or more female energy before you come down to Earth. Absolutely. 15, hello Sterling. What will happen to Washington, D.C. and suburb housing markets due to loss of federal jobs? We don't give investment advice on this channel, but it's significant pricing pressure on that whole housing market. So, obviously, everything is interconnected in the economy. So, a significant loss of jobs and people's income puts all sorts of pricing pressures on everything in that environment. 14, what is the most effective way to communicate clearly with animals? Develop your clairaudient skills. Animals communicate through the same clairaudient channel. I learned that some 30 years ago. I used to think that animals had a different way of communicating. But when I just started, chatting it up with a lot of the angels and guides on the other side, the animals use the same channel. So it's the same, you consider it like a telepathic channel. It's the same clairaudient channel. So if you're a good clairaudient channel, talking, communicating with animals is very easy. 13. Hello, Sterling. Did Doug Ford, leader of Canada's Progressive Party, call an early snap election to prevent 45 and EM's cheating systems to secure a win for the other party? Yes, it appears he wanted to get way ahead of like 45's tariffs and all the difficulty coming in to the Canadian economy. So I guess the answer is yes, he did call a snap election to try to get ahead of what's going on with 45 and people that are leading that direction. 12, hello Sterling. Do ETs have a cloaking ability to keep themselves invisible to humans? And if they do, are pets able to see them? Yes to all the above. So extraterrestrial species all have the ability to cloak, to hide, to make it difficult to see, to shapeshift. That's moving around their cellular structure to shapeshift. Yeah, so they all have it. And in fact, when they do that, a lot of times they can drift into the other dimension, like the heaven dimension. And yes, all animals can see them and perceive them. 11, hello Sterling. If NATO, the EU, world leaders, and our own US government officials know there was significant election interference, why are they standing down? They're actually waiting until all the information is consolidated, indisputable. I think we talked about earlier in the show, they're going to come forward when everything is indisputable. Lots of factual evidence coming out, who, what, where, when, how'd they do it all, and then ways to guard against in the future. So they're standing down a bit until all this comes out. Won't be that much longer before a lot of these groups will be out in the world press. 10, will communications we share on social media, Facebook, Messenger, and Gmail, et cetera, be compromised and potentially used against us even in other countries? So this is actually already taking place. A lot of the social media platforms and things going on is already somewhat compromised, and there are lots of groups around the world. I won't go into detail, but they have access to a lot of these systems, and so the information's already out there. It does pose a risk, but I'm gonna say it's a manageable risk. Everybody has to be on their best guard around all this. So as they say, the horse is already out of the barn on this topic. Number 9, hello Sterling. Last week, I was intrigued when you said humans can reincarnate on other planets, but they do not reincarnate as extraterrestrials. I took that to mean humans can choose to live on other planets, but do not become the indigenous life form on that planet. My question is this: in that situation, are humans fully integrated into society with the indigenous life forms, or are they treated as a different life form, such as animals here on Earth? No, when actually, when you reincarnate into other planets, other galaxies, you reincarnate as the indigenous form in that area, okay, that area of the universe. And you don't reincarnate as extraterrestrials. So you're not viewed as animals, but you're actually part of the indigenous life form. And there are many life forms, actually millions of life forms throughout the universe. Humanity has not discovered them here on Earth. Extraterrestrials know all about it. But yeah, you reincarnate as the indigenous life form wherever you're going. Eight. Hello, Sterling. Do you see any of 45's children, including their spouses, being charged or going to jail at any time in the near future? No, I don't see any time in the near future, which means over the next months, years, I see a lot of them are going to go to other countries and escape. I also see that many of them are going to drag court cases out for indefinite periods of time. So I don't see any of them being charged or going to jail. Seven, in regards to the rescission of the Equal Opportunity Order originally signed by Lyndon Johnson in 1965 that limited discrimination by contractors, what will happen to the Office of Federal Contractor Compliance Program? I see significant reductions in that workforce, like 90% or something. But it looks like they're still going to maintain a staff that's going to go after contract compliance as it relates to veterans and other types of, let's say, people with disabilities. So something going on here where they're still going to maintain kind of a skeleton crew that at least protects contracts for people with disabilities and veterans or something here. So it looks like, well, it's probably not the best scenario, but 90% reduction is not great, but looks like there's still something good going on there. Six, hello, Sterling. You've mentioned in the past the overall effects of Russian propaganda in Canada, and there seems to be a great deal of controversy around candidate Mark Carney not telling the truth. Is this all related to Russian propaganda? It appears a lot of it is primarily related to offshore propaganda, much the same way that we saw those things happening in the US on behalf of Russia. So it does look like there's somebody that trying to taint the image there, what they're telling me. Five, by the way, they're also saying it looks like it's not true. It's like offshore Russia trying to taint the image, and it's not based in fact, it's not true. Five, hello, Sterling. Is it possible that all adopted children are actually hybrids? Do they have specific jobs accomplished here on Earth? No, in fact, only a very small percentage of adopted children, like less than 1%, are actually hybrids. The reason that happens is hybrids are actually created in motherships, extraterrestrial motherships, in test tubes. You'll actually be able to see this eventually here as full disclosure comes out. But that using the adoption process was the easiest way to get hybrids integrated into society. Yes, and then yes, they all know what their task is here. They're here to help many times with science, humanity, world peace. But they do come down with very special talents. Four, could something like the show Star Trek become reality for humanity in the future? Will mankind one day travel the universe and meet extraterrestrial races? Yes, it is all part of the future of humanity. And in fact, I think I've talked about this before, but things like teleportation will be with humanity in about 100 years. So we're probably not going to see it. We'll see it from the other side. But if you're listening to the show today, you will probably not see teleportation. So 100 years out. But yeah, many of the things that you're seeing on Star Trek, they actually were channeled from the universe and channeled by guides, angels, extraterrestrials on the other side to give humanity some insight as to what's coming. Three. Hello, Sterling and team. Will photonic computing become the future of computers? And if so, how long into the future will it be commonplace in personal computers? So, this is like the replacement of electrons with photons for computing. Photonic computing is already being used right now in some large-scale applications to even help create integrated circuits, microelectronics. You bet another 5 years, 6 years, you're going to see photonic computing come out in kind of general society, costs coming down. That's very true. Right now, a lot of it's being used to support supercomputing, okay? Supercomputers. That's coming. And number two and number one in the countdown, I always take notes before I start the show. So here we go. Number two, what do you see coming up this week? More 45 tariff fiascos worldwide. A lot of back and forth around tariffs here. So it's almost like, you know, unfortunately, Abbott and Costello's who's on first, what's on second, that famous routine. And if you're too young to remember that, you can Google Abbott and Costello's, you know, who's on first, what's on second routine. You may find it very enjoyable if you've never seen it. New problems for immigration and deportation around the U.S. So it's almost a big like push pull. It's like some groups, you know, being deported, some being stopped. A lot of chaos around deportation here going on. New vaccines developed for the flu being advanced for the upcoming flu season. So it looks like somehow they're going to push forward on flu vaccines, even though there's been a ruckus around that. New threats by Russia against Ukraine, and the European countries are going to really step up hard to help that, stop that. Strong progress, yeah, by European countries in new alliances around Ukraine. More FAA close airline accidents and close calls on runways. But I don't see any major catastrophic disaster, but just a lot more havoc involving the FAA. And a new star system discovered by NASA scientists. So kind of ending on a positive note there. It looks like it's coming from one or more of the interplanetary telescopes we have out there, right? So very interesting. Number one in the countdown, do you have anything your guides want to share? This is a rapid change period for the world, and expect the unexpected. However, know that everything will work out in the best way for humanity and the world. Your guides and angels are around all of you at all times and will never abandon you. On that note, that concludes the show being recorded today on Saturday, March 8th, 2025. Deployed to all media platforms on Sunday, March 9th, 2025. Again, if you want to join our Platinum membership and participate in our live streams on Fridays, answering a plethora of questions, mediumship, personal questions, world questions, you can join our Platinum membership. The join button is on the front page of the YouTube channel, Sterling Psychic Medium, as well as our website, sterlingpsychicmedium.com. Last but not least, if you want to book a session with me, very easy to do. Go to sterlingpsychicmedium.com. Look for the Book a Session tab. Again, we have dates available now towards the end of the year, September, October, and I believe even November 2025. On that note, I'm going to send out a lot of goodwill and tremendous love to you and your families. Take care. I will see you all again very soon.